Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 596. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismachatake10fortorah.org. So today I want to talk about a topic we sort of began discussing yesterday, and that's the concept of Beis Shammai's opinion on how to light our menorah. So we mentioned yesterday that Beit Shammai says that when we do mahadrin min mahadrin, which is the best way to light the menorah, which is pretty much what we generally do, he says, or the school of Beit Shammai says, I should say, 8 to 1. You start with 8 candles and you go down each progressive night towards 1 candle. And we said that the reason is because Beit Shammai associates this with Sukkos. And we said a bunch of reasons why, that this is a replication of Sukkos. It says Pariachag, the oxen of Sukkos go down and count, also because they represent the nations of the world and their diminishing influence, and therefore Hanukkah, which is about the same idea, anti-assimilation, also should go down and model Sukkos. But let's talk instead of the reason for why Beis Shammai says what he says, perhaps a more novel idea of whether or not somebody nowadays can light their candles like Beis Shammai. We're so used to lighting from 1 to 8, I want to talk about the idea of possibly lighting from 8 to 1. So that Gemara that I mentioned yesterday, which mentions this machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, so the Gemara concludes, Amar Rabba bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba the son of Chana, says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Zakenim Hayu B'Tzidon. There were two elders in Sidon. Now this is some time after Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel lived, after their schools had, you know, sort of become really one. They weren't as disparate of two schools. And so this is some time later. And there were two Zakenim living in this place called Sidon. One did like Beis Shammai, one did like Beis Hillel. And Zenos and Tamlid Varav, one gave the reason, and the reason that he held like Beis Shammai was because Keneged Pariacha, because of the idea of the oxen of Sukkos. Zenos and Tamlid Varav, the Malan Bakodesh Vein Maridin. And the other one gave the reason, because Malan Bakodesh Vein Maridin, meaning that you go up and you never go down in holiness. So it's interesting that the Gemara brings this story, because when you look at this face value, really a couple hundred years after Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel live, really pretty much the practice universally followed Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai. How do we have somebody generations later still practicing like Beis Shammai? And let me explain what I mean. The Mishnah Brachos discusses the halacha of B'shachbecha, which refers to the time that we say Shema B'shachbecha, when we lay down. So Beis Shammai, this is Mishnah Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gemal, Beis Shammai Omer Be'erev Kol Adam Yatav Yikru. In the evening, everybody needs to lie down and say Shema. So Beis Shammai says, you got to lie down and say Shema. B'boker Yamdu. And then in the morning, you get up. Shenemar B'shachbecha V'kmecha. So you got to stand when you say Shema when you do it in the morning, and you got to lay down when you say the Shema at night. And that's because the Torah literally says, you shall read these words, B'shachbecha, when you lie down, V'kmecha, when you rise. Beis Hillel says, no, it's not talking about your posture. It's talking about Kol Adam Kor Kadarko, read however you want to read, in whatever position, physical position you want to do, because it says Uvelech Chavaderech. So then, why does it say B'shachbecha V'kmecha? So Beis Hillel explains, I'll tell you why. It just means to tell you the time of day when you lay down, the time of day when you wake up. That's all it means to say. So Reb Tarfon says, Ani Ha'isi Baba Derech. I was once going on the way, V'yitesi Likris Kadir Beis Shammai, and I laid down on the road, or on the side of the road, to do like Beis Shammai, because I was a student of Beis Shammai. V'sakanti ba'atzmi. And I endangered myself, as you can imagine somebody would, when they would lay down on the side of the road when saying Shema. Bepnei halistim, because of robbers. Amrulo, or because of, I don't know, traffic. Amrulo, they said to him, Kedai ha'yisalach ba'atzmecha sh'avarta al-ivri Beis Hillel. It's, you know, that's exactly what should have happened to you, because you transgressed the words of Beis Hillel, in that Beis Hillel is how the halacha goes, and you follow Beis Shammai instead of Beis Hillel. Now this idea of holding like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, two camps and two schools, and there are some exceptions, the second chapter of Masechah Shabbos deals with all the exceptions, but generally we paskin like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. The reason is, as an aside, we talked about this in a different 10 many months back, the Beis Hillel, the Gemara says, are nochin and elbonim, they were more bashful, they were more humble, and they always present Beis Shammai's opinion first. So every time you see a Mishnah, which or a Braita, which quotes both a debate between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, you'll always see Beit Shammai's opinion first. Now, what does that have to do with anything? The fact that they were nicer guys? And so we explained back then, it has to do with the fact that when you're a nice person, and when you're a good, when you're a mensch, and you can put the other person's opinion first, it shows you that ego is removed from the conversation. And very often we keep fighting just to make sure our ego wins the battle, if not our arguments. And so when you know that ego is not involved, you have more reliance on the person's arguments. And so the camp of Beis Hillel, that was understood to be ego-free. And because they're ego-free, we put more faith in the decisions they came to. And so generally we paskin like Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai. So much so that this Mishnah says, you know, Reb Tarfon did something so wrong that, you know, he almost lost his life paskin like Beis Shammai. And that's indeed what the Gemara in Brachos continues there when it talks about what you should do vis-a-vis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So I don't have time to read through the whole Gemara, but the Gemara says one who does like Beis Shammai has not done anything. It's as if they haven't fulfilled it. Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak has the most extreme opinion. He says Asa Kedivrei Beis Shammai Chayav Misa. One who does like Beis Shammai is, you know, liable for the death penalty. And obviously this is a little bit exaggerated, but the Tanan, and he quotes our Mishnah that I just quoted, that Reb Tarfon risked his life, and people said to him, hey, that's exactly what should have happened, because you're not supposed to hold like Beis Shammai. So now, back to our Gemara, so we have these Zakenim, these elders, holding like Beis Shammai, which is very strange. That shouldn't be the case. Now, the Rif, indeed, also brings this Gemara. The Rif, Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, wrote a halacha sefer, and in his halacha sefer, he only talks about the practical halacha. He leaves out the things that he finds impractical. And he talks about these two elders and their reasoning. And people talk about, why does he do that? Why is this still part of the conversation? The Gra gives a very interesting explanation for why it is that the Rif does this. Why is it that this person who did like Beis Shammai is still part of our conversation nowadays? And the answer he gives is because it shows what the real reason for the machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is. That later somebody said the reason is Pari HaChag and Malin Bakodesh, as opposed to the other reason of just tracking the nights, simply the nights that are going out or the nights that are coming in. And that has ramifications. Those ramifications relate to, you know, whether or not you have to have one menorah in the window so you can clearly see what night it is or not. And I don't want to get into all the ramifications of the Gra right now, because it's far-reaching. We did a 10 on it last year relating to the machlokas between Tosos and the Rambam. And if you don't understand what I just said, I apologize. Didn't mean to confuse anybody. But what's, I think, more interesting is the Bir Halacha. The Chafetz Chaim writes in his Mishnah Brura, in his more in-depth analysis, he says, I have another theory. And the Chafetz Chaim is writing 120 years ago, 130 years ago. He's writing, I have another theory of why the Rif, Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, writing in the 11th century, is talking about these guys, these Zakenim who did it in Sidon, quoting a person who did like Beis Shammai. Why is this still relevant 1,000 years later? Who cares what Beis Shammai says if Beis Shammai is universally dismissed? So he explains as follows. Lulei Divrei Kodesho, if I wouldn't have seen what the Gra, what I just mentioned, Hayef Shalomer Oh, I would have said the Das Harif Dezelo Nichnas Bechalma Dekaimulan Baalma Tahalacha Kebeis Hel Bedina. He says, I would have said as follows. The entire discussion about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that we must go like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, does not apply in this context. Why? Because that only applies when we're talking about core halacha. What should one do? So we'll debate Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and you gotta go with Beis Hillel. You don't have to lay down when you say the Shema, for example. Or there are other issues, many dozens of issues where they debate. But he says here we're talking about not just Mahadran, but Mahadran and a Mahadran. Really, all you need to do is light one candle. But we're talking about over here that you're gonna light one candle per person, and then maybe even multiply it by the amount of nights that there is. That's already, you know, that's the gravy. That's the icing on the cake. When you're talking about the Hidur Mitzvah, when you're talking about the beautification of the mitzvah, the upgraded version of the performance of the mitzvah, it does not matter if you go like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. That's his tremendous chiddush, he says over here, 100 years ago. He says, Achim midelo husker davrzeh v'shem posek. But since nobody has said this, he says, Ein letzarif davrzeh l'halacha klal. He says, the Chafetz Chaim, with great humility, he says, no one said this before. I think I'm right, but you know what? Don't do this. I only said this in order to, you know, get you thinking. And so that's a really wonderful notion that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when we're talking about the gravy, the icing, the mahadrim and a mahadrim, just the best possible way to do this mitzvah doesn't apply. That's really interesting, and that's why Beis Shammai's opinion exists hundreds of years later, and then even the Rif, 1,000 years, or 1,000 years ago, is still talking about Beis Shammai, because here it doesn't matter. Now, it's interesting, because the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, was not aware that the Ritva, Rabbi Yontov ibn Ashvili, living in Spain in the 14th century, he actually had said the same thing, because his book, manuscript, wasn't found and published yet. He says, even according to the one who says that one who does like Beis Shammai doesn't do anything, anything, a chayiv misa, here it doesn't matter, it's not relevant, because here we're just talking about heder mitzvah. I wonder if this opinion would have been more well known, the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim would have seen it, other people would have seen it, but in any event, it might not be the craziest thing if you wanted to do from 8 to 1, although I still have not seen it done.
Happy Hanukkah!